Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, here with our guests, Krista Schwarting and John Fraser, to talk about Meshuggah Nuns opening tonight at Cyrano's. So, Krista, why this funny title?
Well, Meshuggah is Yiddish for crazy. And nuns, because this is a nonsense musical.
Catholic for crazy. I went to Catholic school.
I didn't say it, Mark. So this is a nonsense musical, and the premise of this musical, insofar as there is one, is that these four nuns that have been part of all of the nonsense musicals team up to put on a show with a Jewish actor who is played by John Fraser.
And John Fraser, you're looking very rabbinical. You have this big white beard. You look like an Old Testament prophet who's about to do something crazy.
Coming down from the mount.
Exactly, exactly.
And I like the way his white hair comes down and sort of curls up at the end.
like a nimbus, like a halo of wisdom. Yeah, and benevolence. So you are in Fiddler on the Roof. You're Tevye.
Yes, that's right. My character, Howard List, is on the ship so that he can play Tevye in a musical version of Fiddler on the Roof on this Faiths of All Nations cruise.
Have you ever actually done it yourself?
I've never been able to play Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, no.
Although what a shame.
It certainly is a show I aspire to do someday.
Well, we'll have to see if we can make that happen. So they're on a ship.
They're on a ship. So
it's like a love boat kind of a thing.
Well, I wouldn't say it's quite that upscale. I'll give you the quick Cliff Notes version of the plot, which isn't even Cliff Notes because really it's the entire plot, is these four nuns win a chance to go on a cruise. And so they go on this cruise. And this is not maybe the most upscale of cruises, but it's called the Faiths of All Nations cruise. So people are supposed to come together and, you know, learn about each other's faiths.
It's like the Nation cruise, right?
Only better.
Is it a spoof on that?
I don't think so.
It's a coincidence.
But so four nuns end up on this cruise ship. The ship is doing this sort of rotating repertory of shows, and that week they're supposed to be doing Fiddler on the Roof. However, they've hit a terrible storm, and every member of the cast of Fiddler on the Roof has become seasick, save the actor playing Tevye. So he teams up with the four nuns to put on a show. It's sort of a direct descendant of those. We got a barn. Let's put on a show.
Like Summer Stock.
Yes.
With Judy Garland.
Yes.
Yeah. So they save the day, and then, like, hilarity ensues. It's just – it's a very whack – it's like the kind of a concept that you might, like, talk about with your friends if you're having drinks or something with your theater pals on, like, something. Wouldn't it be funny to do this? But these people actually did it and wrote it down, and you're actually doing it. That's what's funny.
Oh, yes. Dan Goggins, he clearly has a history with nuns, but he
was traumatized.
One suspects that perhaps that is the case, but he's created these wonderful nonsense shows where the same four sisters of Hoboken end up in these desperate places and they need to put on a show, whether it's to raise money or to fill in the gap for a failed Fiddler on the Roof or whatever it is. And they just pitch right in and bring all of their personality to bear and always save the day.
Unfortunately, they can all sing and dance, so it isn't even too bad to listen to.
And there's a plot. I mean, there's a dramatic arc here that takes place.
You're asking too much, Mark. I've given you all the plot there is. this is a fun summertime show. It's definitely not a plot-centered show. As I said, it's not really a book musical.
It's the kind of show you usually have in the summer for the tourists and for those of us who like to relax in the theater.
It really, you know, Lainey Dries has done a wonderful series of summer musicals at Cyrano's under her Brown Eyed Girls banner. And this is a Cyrano's theater company show, but it's really very much in the same vein. It's those fun, frothy musicals that are full of great costumes and terrific choreography and wonderful singing that are just fun. It's fun to bring your summer guests to, but it's really just a nice evening at the theater. And you leave and you're humming a little bit, but you haven't had to really think too hard about it.
That's pure entertainment. Pure and there's nothing
entertainment.
Wrong with that in these troubling times of double-digit inflation. Yeah. So who else is in the show?
Well, we've really got a wonderful cast. I mean, we have a nice mix of veterans like John, also Scarlett Boudreau, who's been in a number of shows at Cyrano's and is also the production manager, who is just a wonderful comedic actress. And we have
Scarlett Kitty Lee Boudreau.
Yes.
Yes.
Or as our set designer, Kari Yanagawa, likes to call her, Skitty Lee. It's one of the best nicknames I've ever come up with.
That is great.
But then we have some actors that I think people may be less familiar with, which is wonderful. It's always great to see fresh faces. Erica Johnson, who's most recently of ACT's The Rainmaker.
You directed that?
I did not. Janet Stoneburner directed it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But I've worked with Erica before.
I saw it.
She's terrific.
She is, and I don't think people think of her as a singer, and she has a lovely voice and really a wonderful comedic presence. Then we have Erin Peterson, who was formerly Erin Harple. And she hasn't been in a musical for probably 5 years, but she's got this enormous, beautiful voice that I think people will go, why haven't I seen her before?
Well, it's good she's back on stage.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a brand new person in our Anchorage theater community, which is always exciting. And her name is Jessica Bowman. She came into auditions. We'd never seen her, heard of her before. And she just knocked me out.
Wonderful.
It's always nice to have a newcomer like that, you know, adding to the talent pool.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Krista Schwarting and John Fraser, talking about Meshuggah Nuns, which opens tonight at Cyrano's. And John, I'm a great fan of yours.
Thank you, Jean.
I have seen you in opera, and I've seen you in Mad Myrnas and points in between.
Yeah, I've been in productions at Mad Myrnas. I've been in three different shows there: Saucy Jack and the Space Vixen, Cabaret, and Little Shop of Horrors. Midnight Soap Scum out at Out North recently, as you say, Anchorage Opera, Carmen most recently for them. It's just I don't necessarily have a specific thing that I'm pigeonholed into doing. I just love these projects that allow me to explore different aspects of stage acting.
Well, in addition to a lovely voice, you're a great comedian.
Thank
Very
you.
Funny.
And you're kind of like self-taught in the acting realm, right?
Yes.
You kind of just figured it out as you went. I remember we did something, 6 Degrees of Separation, a long time ago. That was like your first big role. And you were terrific.
Thank you.
And you just out of nowhere. I figured, you know, I didn't know you then, but it was pretty impressive. Yeah.
I've always had a passion for theater, and whenever possible, I see as much as I can. And it's a wonderful way to find out exactly how expansive, you know, entertainment can be.
And Krista, you're the director.
I am the director of the show.
And I understand that you have some very good assistants in addition to your cast.
I really do. I'd be remiss. This is my first musical, and, you know, I've done thrillers and comedies and dramas. But the thing that's been very different about doing a musical is it's so much of a team effort. And there are two key members of the team that really need to be mentioned. One is Lynette Harple, who is our musical director and who also is accompanying the show. She's the entire band.
Erin's mom.
Yes, yes. Who is a terrific singer in her own right, a wonderful vocal coach, and has just, you know, really gotten the singing sort of polished to a fine burnish. I mean, she's done wonders for the music in the show. The other person is Kristen Beertaler, who is a marvelous choreographer. I think people will have seen her work primarily for Theater Artists United, Little Shop of Horrors, Rocky Horror, Evita. She is a marvelously inventive choreographer, and we really can't undervalue her contributions to the show.
And I understand she's from Las Vegas.
She was a showgirl in Las Vegas, and she had so much fun, I think, with the numbers in this show, because it's a musical review, basically, as sort of, you know, which is akin to kind of what she did. And she's put some Las Vegas glitz into these numbers, and has really, she came in and had visions for the choreography of these numbers that just made them pop.
So there's a big showstopper number with the nuns out front.
Oh, I mean, they're all showstoppers.
Do they change their habits from number to number? I mean, do they use feather boas or something?
Oh, we have boas.
Oh, you do?
Oh, we have boas.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, the nuns, the funny thing, I think, is that the nuns stay in their habits, but then they put these costume pieces on top of it, and the costuming, Lynn Murphy, who costumed my last show that I directed, has really just given them these fun costume pieces to put on and off that are hilarious at some points.
So, John, what do you sing?
It's an ensemble show, so we're all on stage almost the entire time. Some of my favorite numbers, one of them might be Say It in Yiddish, where I teach the nuns a little bit of Yiddish for their so that they can, you know, become a little bit more ecumenical.
It's part of the cultural education of the cruise, right?
Right, precisely. There's this kind of mini plot of we have something in common, you know, and finding out what that is, you know, whether you're Jewish, Catholic, mm-hmm. atheist, Jehovah's mm-hmm. Witness, you know, what is the commonality that we have there that we're discovering on this Faiths of All Nations cruise? One of my biggest and most fun numbers that I have is If I Were a Catholic, which is a la If I Were a Rich Man from Fiddler on the mm-hmm. Roof.
So it's like a Mad Magazine spoof. You know, kind of where they do you keep the old, I mean, the tune from the Fiddler, but or not.
Actually, no, it's not the same tune. It's just you can tell right away that it's inspired from that. Oh. You know, the great numbers from Fiddler on the Roof, like Tradition. This show has a song, Contrition, in it, and it's a la, you know, has very much the same feel.
Those wacky nuns.
You know, big opening production number Tradition from mm-hmm. Fiddler on the Roof.
And the music is really fun. It's in so many different styles. It's polka, it's disco, it's folk music, it's country music. It really is sort of a hodgepodge of styles, which is just fun. I mean, you never get bored. Every song has just got a little bit of a different flavor to it.
Carista, how much is imagined by you, the director, and how much do, you know, your talented cast, they just run with it? It's got to be a combination because the players bring so much, you know, so much invention. I mean, because it sounds so strange all over the place. How do you begin to build a musical for, you know, out of nothing?
Well, Dan Goggins has given us some really wonderfully funny songs, but they say that casting is 95% of putting together a good show. And really, having this cast with all of their various skills is crucial. This show, without a good cast, could really fall flat. And every night I watch them holding it up. It's a total high wire act because there are so many bad jokes. I mean, if you like laughing, if you remember that whole mm-hmm. style of ba-dump bump,
yeah, right.
It's all
rim
that's
shot.
That's what the skits in this show.
One liners. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like a little celebration of showbiz in the schmaltzy, but also, you know, the kind of like old fashioned. You know, it's clean. It's for all ages.
It's absolutely for all ages. There's nothing in the show. Kids, actually, we had a couple of kids come and watch the show the other night, and they had a fantastic time.
Wow.
Great. Wonderful. Well, I wish we could talk further, but we're running out of time. And I want to thank you, Krista Schwarting and John Fraser, for coming tonight. And opening nights tonight at Cyrano's for Meshuggah Nuns.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you so much.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. Theater Artists United present Midnight Soap Scum Goes to Hell at Out North. That's tonight and tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., and if you're interested in this, you can call 338-4901. And this is at Out North, and it's Midnight Soap Scum Goes to Hell. Or you can go to outnorth.org.
And I think a correction on that, it's tonight, it's at 10 p.m., not 7 p.m.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you're right, at 10 p.m.
And in Eagle River, the Alaska Fine Arts Academy proudly presents Evil Escapades in Eagle River, a melodrama of tragic proportions by Tim Kelly, directed by Ellen Reed. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., and then again Thursday through Saturday, July 16th to 18th at 7 p.m. All this is part of the Bear Paw Festival in Eagle River at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy, Eleanor Brandel Theater, and tickets are, and more information can be reached at 794-8909.
And finally, at Cyrano's Meshuggah Nuns opens tonight and runs through August the 16th. Showtimes are Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. Tickets are available through centertix.net or by calling 263-ARTS or just by going to Cyrano's on the night of the show. Cyrano's Theater Company is located downtown in Anchorage on D Street between 4th and 5th Avenue.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at ksk.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.